Mom, I have a question. So do I. Why aren't you two in school? Mom, it's Saturday. I say in my most pained teenage voice. You know, the one that says, how did you ever manage to survive to reproduce when you're so clueless? You remember weekends, right? I say, grinning exactly like a smart aleck. Those 2 days everyone gets off from work? Dramatic pause. Well, almost everyone. In my defense, my snarkiness is not just to be mean. I'm trying to throw her off her game so when the big moment comes, she won't have the self-control to avoid that guilty glance. In her defense, she decides to ignore me. Peter, she says, looking past me. You were right about the coyote pee. Ever since I started putting a cup of it into the laundry, the rats have stopped chewing on Gwen's clothes completely. Ew. No, she wouldn't have. Would she? No problem, Mrs. P. Glad I could help. He says, all innocent and helpful. Traitor. I shoot a glare at Peter, but it bounces off him. Or would, if glares could bounce. I know they're messing with me, but I can still feel my entire body turning into one big goosebump. I'm sure I can smell it on me now, and it's all I can do to keep from ripping off my clothes and running away screaming. I'm not covered in coyote pee. I am not. I must be going a little white around the eyes because finally Mom takes pity on me. Gwen, honey, I wouldn't do that to you. Really. I shrug, though I can still feel it on my skin. I know, I say as if I hadn't just had a major attack of the creeps, or at least I hope it comes off that way. Especially, she adds, because Peter told me ferret pee works just as well at about half the price. Everyone's a comedian.